Well, we have also looked at support units across the campus, both academic and non-academic support units. In an effort to streamline those, we've really been breaking them down into functions and sub-functions and asking ourselves, can we run the university without this particular sub-function? It might not be in some cases preferable, but in the cases where we can, we target those for reductions. Okay, our goal is to streamline this whole process as much as possible. This is simply what you see today is just the very tip of the beginning of that. These are the ones that we have completed. All of the rest are in various stages of review. So University Relations, I think, did an excellent plan. They worked very diligently at this. They've come forward. We will have a much smaller University Relations unit than we have today, and they are going to refocus their activities, doing away with a lot of fee-for-service activities across the campus, and focusing on institutional-level communications, particularly as it affects our branding and our image and our marketing programs for the university. The functions related to college marketing will move into the colleges for support there. We will also close the
subsidized fee-for-services.
Yeah, the subsidized fee-for-services, let me put it that way, yes. We'll also close the print shop. The print shop actually has worked very diligently to raise funds through their activities to fund themselves. But after an extended period of time, they're really not capable of generating the funds that are needed to fund their equipment replacement and others, which is rather significant. And at this time, we believe the best thing to do is to terminate our functions, move those to the print, to purchasing and purchasing agents. Some of the functions from the print shop that are economically viable will move to purchasing as well. That's going to represent between those two a loss of about 8 or 9 FTEs in the first and about 10 to 12 in the second. We've also been looking at all of our, what we are funding, what we have for external fees, what we are funding internally. We've been going through those units and looking at, in cases where we have people that are funded off the general fund but should be funded off of a fee, we are shifting those. That in the controller's office in purchasing accounts for about another 6 FTEs off the general fund. And in the last case, we've been systematically going through and looking at how we basically have cost, where we're subsidizing things, where we're not subsidizing things. Many of our programs, of course, in support are really auxiliary programs. The large auxiliary units, of course, would be residential and hospitality services, used to be housing and food services, athletics, the medical team, those tend to be the larger ones, but also on a small basis. And as you might imagine, through time, those some of the buildings, as we looked at them, they may have years ago been perhaps academic in their orientation and evolved to different uses through time. So we're going through and reviewing all of those. That's what's happened with the alumni chapel and with the student union, and so we've realigned another 3 FTEs. I'd emphasize again, this is only the very beginning. This is not the end of this exercise. In other areas that we're doing at reducing cost or attempting to, you're aware we're in the process of having discussions with our faculty and with our unionized staff about health care. We have openly stated or proposed that that we are looking for a 10% reduction in our health care cost, the MSU's health care cost related to that, and a cap in the next period of time such that our costs can't rise at the university level any less than 5% per year in that process. So we're in the throes of those discussions. We're looking at increasing our administrative fee. If you look at these fees don't relate to general fund, they relate to other things, typically services that are provided in many cases outside the campus. there is a cost associated with serving those activities. In some institutions, that cost runs as high as 4 or 5%. Over 2 years ago, we implemented an administrative fee of 1%. We're proposing to raise that another 1% starting July 1 of 2010. Our energy conservation programs, we've been working at a good time, are really beginning to take hold. I'm pleased about, I thank Kathy Lindahl and Linda Boomer for their leadership, the whole environmental stewardship group, and the hundreds of faculty, staff, and students across the campus that have applied themselves to this problem. Typically, if you look, our electrical consumption rises at about 2% per year. And other than that energy problem we had in the 70s, it pretty well rises 2% per year. Through the energy conservation efforts that we've implemented, last year that increase was 0.4%, and we added 100,000 new square feet in that equation. So we're beginning to make real headway with that program. We're also looking at the efficiency of some of our units, and we've targeted specifically purchasing, but also our entire information technology activities across the campus. This, of course, over the past 20 years has grown monumentally, and we're going to go back and take a look and see if we're doing that in the most efficient and effective manner possible. We're looking at service centers by that. In many places, each of our units has clerical activities, accounting activities. Most of them have information technology activities within them and people assigned to those tasks. We're basically looking at establishing service centers across units to provide those functions, which would make it more efficient and also allow us to have a person that was dedicated to that function doing it instead of pieces done spread out across the campus. We're looking at restructuring programs, and one of the things we've talked about is the neighborhood concept. It really involves our student affairs programs, our residential and hospitality services programs, and a number of our academic programs. The provost has a committee operational at the moment. They're putting forward or will put out recommendations about how all of this will be organized. We're really looking at decentralizing a number of services across the campus to make them better serve the needs of the students. Provost is also looking at Olin Health Center and how that is that organized in the best manner possible. Is it located where it needs to be within the organization? And that's in process as well. Purchasing, we are looking at, we have had a number of strategic purchasing contracts for many years, but unlike most universities, we don't mandate their use. So we're going to go forward and look, there'll be a list that comes out this year, look at mandating the use of some of those purchasing contracts to receive greater savings. We're looking at suspension of certain travel or certain allowances across the campus that affect automobiles, flowers, gift certificates, a whole range of activities. By themselves, these don't amount to individually very much, but collectively it makes a material contribution to the cost of running the university. And in these economic times, I think it's good belt tightening. Reviewing the assignment of cost, I've really already covered that with the alumni chapel in the union. We're looking at fringe benefits. We have a new finance and HR system that's supposed to go online in January of 2011. That's going to allow us to look at a more efficient allocation of the benefits cost to various general fund salaries throughout the units. We believe that's going to represent a significant savings as we can begin to implement that. We're developing a plan for it. And lastly, we are delaying a lot of construction and maintenance contracts. The president and I looked at this at the beginning of the year and slowed this down largely to be able to generate or hold money for reserves or emergencies throughout this year as things come forward that you just can't predict. So we are accumulating as a consequence a significant amount of projects that have to be done on the campus, that we don't do away with those in the future, but we felt it was more important to be able to have the revenue to be able to respond to emergencies now.
Comments, reactions?